And thank you so much for being with us today, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Adventures in Recovery. This is KVSH LP Vashon, and it is another beautiful day on the island, folks, in case you haven't checked it out. Heat may be an issue for some folks, and we've got a couple of tips coming up on how you can stay hydrated and stay safe while you're on this beautiful healing vortex called Vashon. Got a great show for you today, folks. I have a couple of announcements to make. In fact, coming up on the 24th, what's today, the 22nd? 23rd today. Well, tomorrow is part of the Island Kids Summer Movie Fest. Clifford the Big Red Dog is going to be presented at the Vashon Theater tomorrow. And that's part of our free movie nights series. However, it's not going to be at night. It's going to be at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And the doors will open at 2:30. And boys and girls, moms and dads, it also includes free fidgets and free Mighty Mouse for everybody. It's all free. It's a great movie, Clifford the Big Red Dog, tomorrow at the Vashon Theater. And I also want to let you know that we've got a really fun guest with us today, folks. We're going to be talking to Christina Jordan from Vashon Fire and Rescue and Mobile Integrated Health, and soon to be starting at the Senior Center here on Vashon, and more about that right after this. Set.
And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis, as cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda, pretzels, and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You'll wish that summer could always be here.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
Those days of soda. Have to tell a girl and fella about a driving or some romantic movie scene. Why, from the moment that those lovers start arriving, you'll see more kissing in the cars than on the screen. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You wish that summer could always be here. You wish that summer could always be here. You wish that summer could always be here.
Thanks, Nat King Cole. Soda, pretzels. Now, I don't know about the beer. For me, being a person, as most of you know, as being a person of long-term recovery, I definitely had my fill of beer, and I put that down a long time ago, and that kind of is the theme of our shows here at Adventures in Recovery. Tom Walston, your host, every Tuesday at 1:30 for Adventures in Recovery. And when I mention recovery, you know, I'm not talking just about substance, just about beer, just about maybe weed, or just about cocaine, or just about recovery. It's like, for instance, today, we're all going to be recovering from maybe a day that was maybe a little too warm for some people. Recovering is just another way of improving our lives and getting through something and coming out better at the other end. Okay, you got it? So let's try to dispel the negative stigma about recovery. There's a lot of healing going on in this island. And speaking of healing, I am happy to tell you that we have Christina Jordan with us today. Welcome, Christina.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. I'm going to have you right up practically touching that mic with your lips.
Hello.
Part of my job is to make sure you sound as good as you sound in real life.
Thank you.
So, Christina, folks, in case you don't know, she is with Vashon Fire and Rescue, as I mentioned, Mobile Integrated Health, and I've got some, she's got a really interesting background. And do you want to fill us in and tell us about maybe what you like most about what you're doing or how maybe you got into this?
Okay. Well, I feel very lucky. I landed on the island about 6 years ago. I'm originally from California. I moved up here and went to graduate school and decided to pursue, you know, medical social work. And it's been a really interesting journey. Most of my background is in hospice care, palliative work. So I really didn't see myself getting into, working with people in the recovery community until I decided to go that route myself. And it was something that I was hard for me to realize that that was one of my coping tools, because I also grew up with a lot of dysfunction, and it took me a while to realize that I was not managing as well as I thought I was.
Nice. So it was, interesting.
It was nice to kind of come into that and be invited in. And you know, even if I was going to support other people, I realized how powerful that community was of just people supporting each other in whatever messiness and whatever way they show up.
Well, it's so great knowing that I now have another sister in recovery on the island.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's so true. You mentioned that you kind of came from maybe the not so perfect ideal family. And but the thing is a lot of us that have an issue with self-medicating, and it comes in many, many different forms, mm-hmm. and behaviors, we end up coming out at the other end as some of the most compassionate, caring people on the planet. Not that we weren't to begin with, mm-hmm. but it was a little clouded at first. And look at you now, working in hospice. I mean, and all the stuff you do with Vashon Fire and Rescue and Mobile Integrated Health, and mm-hmm. soon to be at the senior center.
Mobile Integrated Health is just such a wonderful gift to the community, and a lot of people don't realize it's there. And so now that we have two social workers, currently we're still Monday through Friday, but it's been amazing to watch, like, the word get out, and oh, so-and-so told me about you, and then they'll call and just support. I mean, so we have two social workers available. Both of us have a lot, very different experiences and different, background, but I feel like it's been really amazing to be able to support our own community members and just be available to them. And it doesn't cost anything, which is nice. And so,
well, here's a question for you. What kind of a situation would a person be experiencing that they would want to reach out and get a hold of Integrated Health, and how would they do it?
Okay, so MIH, and I apologize for not having any numbers or anything else with me, but they would just call the main number, and it can be for any reason. It can be they're struggling with substance use. They, maybe are kind of at their wit's end in terms of, drug addiction and wanting to make a change, or even just wanting to talk it through with someone. It can also be, someone that's struggling with housing or, just family conflict. It can be for all different reasons. A lot of older adults are reaching out because, they need something as simple as a sit to stand, or they need support around safety in their home.
Mm.
So these are all things that we can be available to them for. And so it really can be varied, as much as just a phone call for emotional support, all the way to, providing resources or connecting them to other community members or community services that, might help fill a need that in terms of housing, food. And it's just been really wonderful to have that be available. With, just a phone call away.
Even if somebody maybe just wanted to safeguard their home by reaching out, needing fire alarms in their home, mm-hmm. things like that, mm-hmm. even?
Yep. So the fire department will step in and they can replace. Yeah. It's been really fun to come to some of the safety inspections. So the whole crew goes out there, walks around, talks. It's been really fun to see what they can do. And also just checking the home for potential hazards and issues with falling. And, I think it's important that is something available, and that's happy to provide that.
And that's a very real thing, especially with some of our seniors, the chance of falling.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, there was something on the top of my mind here. Can they I had a situation last week where somebody was inquiring about they were having a new baby or they just had a new baby, and how do they baby-proof their home? Mm-hmm. And that would be an area where you would probably make a few suggestions, mm-hmm. like maybe ways to cover up their electrical outlets and making sure there are not cords around, things yeah. like that.
Yeah, and at least print, you know, yeah, that's where it's nice. I think the one thing about social workers is we're expert Googlers, and we can find videos and go over things and make lists. I love, you know, putting resource lists and numbering them. Like, let's try these three things first. If you don't get, you know, if you don't feel like this is adequate, let's meet again and we'll, you know, go to the next thing. But that's always something. I mean, I love people call for all sorts of things, and I'm just grateful that we become expert problem solvers.
Well, it's so nice that you have the kind of vibe where you meet people at their own level, mm-hmm. where meet them where they're at.
Yeah. That's why it's helpful to have two people that have very different experiences working in the emergency room. And I also work at Tacoma General, so I have an opportunity to really work with people of all ages all capacities and all, you know, support, no support, unhoused, you know, lucky enough to have housing. Yes, a lot of different factors, and those come into play of, okay, what's our next step? What's our next step? What's realistic? And helping just support people towards, you know, just a better life that doesn't maybe feel so chaotic. And it's nice to take an opportunity just to see another human being. And that's been my biggest, that's what fills my cup. I mean, in my work at the hospital, my work in MIH, when you get to sit with someone and just listen and really take the time to get to know them.
I've got to just compliment you on one thing, too. It's also, if for anybody that's involved in a 12-step community, step 12 is all about reaching out and being of service to others. And I got to hand it to you, Christina, that's what you're all about.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's really gratifying because it goes both ways.
Yeah.
You're there to help and people are there to receive. So when you make a call, folks, if you need some help, and you're a little bit leery and hesitant to make that call, you have to remember, too, that if you do not make that call, you're denying somebody an opportunity to be of service to you. And that is one of your human rights, is to have people serve you, because you're totally entitled to that.
Yep. You're important, too.
Yeah. Very important. Yep. And on this island, I'm so impressed with the amount of social services that are available to people here. Mm-hmm. It's really gratifying, and it really warms my heart. Well, you know what, folks? We're going to hear more from our interesting, very interesting guest, Christina Jordan, right after this. definitely ready to be enjoying some of this hot fun in this beautiful summertime that we're having already. And it's going to get hotter from what I heard from the weather person. And this week is going to be a toasty week. So stay hydrated, folks, and stay healthy that way too, would you please? You know, a lot of you have heard that VYFS, Vashon Youth and Family Services, has a mayoral candidate this year for the Strawberry Festival. Now, for us, it's B for mayor. That's B-E-E. B there is a community togetherness campaign. Like humans, bees survive and thrive when they stay connected. Bees represent community, resilience, and the importance of showing up for one another. A vote for Bee helps strengthen connection, belonging, and reduces mental health stigma. So support the hive, folks. Vote for Bee at VYFS.org. That's VYFS.org. Or visit us at First Friday, right in front of Colvo's. So we got another First Friday coming up for July. We'll be right across the street, right in front of Camp Colvo's. So stop by and put in your vote for B for mayor. We appreciate that, and we appreciate you. Tom Walston thanking you once again for being a part of Adventures in Recovery. And we've been talking today with Christina Jordan, who I just found out. Well, she's got a really interesting background. First of all, she is a transplant from Santa Cruz, California, and her whole journey up here started in COVID with a whole house full of furniture and family to move up here. And with COVID, what happened to the moving company?
They canceled. So I had to drive a U-Haul back and forth the 13 hours. Usually without, you know, just stopping for gas. So yeah, it was quite an adventure. I was determined to get up here. I came up here for a friend's 20th wedding anniversary and looked around and went, yeah, I'm not going back to California. So that was what started it. And I fell in love with this place. And it was a very short time after that that we started looking for property. And I'm just really grateful that we got in before the housing prices went up.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were able to share property with my, you know, extended family. And that's been really lovely to get us all up here.
And what's not to love for Vashon?
It's a magical place.
It really is. I always call it what did I refer to before? It was like a vacuum for healing. It's a vortex.
Yep.
And at least I see so many miracles on this island from people that are turning their lives around and making it better in one way or another. People are friendly. I mean, if you want to be sociable or just get out of your rut, go up to Vashon Thriftway or to IGA or Granny's, and people are just so conversational, and it's awesome, and it's contagious too. You go on, and it's hard to stay inside your own head when you're here. Okay, we've got a common bond. We talked about we're both lucky enough to be in recovery, and we've both got a few years under our belts, or I could say under our livers. What would you, some people have a misconception about recovery. You know, if I ever mention, well, go to a meeting, it's like, oh, no. I know what AA is. And we're not exactly, well, it's a program of attraction, not promotion is what we say. But can we help reduce some of the stigma about AA meetings?
Yeah, I think something I even for myself, I had to consider whether or not that was something I disclosed. Because I think often people will think, oh, if you're, you know, were an alcoholic, you know, it's like, it's just associated with being a bad person. Or if you were, you know, an addict prior, it's like, oh, well, you're not trustworthy.
Right.
It's been interesting to walk this journey. And the most honorable people, you know, the people with the most integrity are the people that have worked so hard in recovery to get back from where that they, you know, the misstep was because, though, of other things. It's like, I've learned so much about myself, even walking, doing the ACA, Adult Children of Alcoholics or Dysfunctional Adults, that's also like been so helpful for me to kind of inform and it helps me understand what drove me to, you know, the need to try to cope with alcohol or other substances.
Yep.
And then I see that in other people, and it's so amazing to be able to sit with someone and be like, I know how you feel. Like, I can understand. And so, yeah, it's such an amazing group of people with from all different walks of life. You know, I know doctors that I've worked with, and it's just really nice, a little wink and a nod when we recognize each other,
you know,
for meetings. And it's just, it's a really amazing place to find community when you can't find it other ways. Like, and I think that's for me, like, I realized the opposite of addiction for me was connection, which you kind of spoke to earlier.
Totally.
And I'm like, wow, once I had someone that I could message, like, hey, I'm not coping well with this, or I'm feeling frustrated, and be able to say it out loud, and how I started kind of unpacking, and I wasn't holding so much pain in my body.
It's the language of the heart that we learn.
Yeah, exactly.
And like you say, you know, if just a homie, you know, a buddy of mine would just come up and say, hey, how you doing today, Tom? And if I was to respond with, well, I'm feeling a little bit kind of irritable and discontent, someone would respond with, what the hell is that? What are you talking about? You
know, where's the fine? Yeah, we're all fine.
somebody else that's in the program. And when I say in the program, I'm referring to being in recovery. We get it.
Yeah.
We know that you're maybe in a funk and you just need to talk it out.
Mm-hmm.
And for anybody that has shied away from it, and for many, many reasons, the big one for a lot of people is, well, it's religious. It's like, well, that's a misconception. And it is spiritual, but it's not religious.
Yeah.
Pick whatever you call spiritual, and that's it for you.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people, it's like you're coming up against your ego of, I can manage this myself, because it's such an American value to be like, I don't need anyone's help. I can do this myself. I don't need anything from anyone else. And there's some sort of weird, it's like a sickness. It's like that's where we get, like, we feel good about ourselves. There's pride in that. We've done that. But
yep.
That is not the way that we're meant to exist. And it's like we thrive in community, and we thrive when we can look at someone else in the eyes and be like, I know exactly how you feel. I've been there, you know, and then just be human with each other. And yeah, it's been really nice to get to the other side of that. And it's helped me in my work as a social worker every day.
Well, before I got into recovery, my biggest fear was, what the hell am I ever going to do to have fun? Because I equated fun with going to the bars, getting trashed, and probably ending up being really inappropriate in a number of different ways, and spending way too much money on things that were not healthy for myself, and just actually, quite frankly, having a really low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. But then I showed up at my first meeting, and there were people there with clear eyes. And people were there with a genuine smile on their face, and they seemed content in a lot of ways, which is not to say we're not going to still have life termed, life's going to happen regardless, but we're going to learn new tools and coping mechanisms and way to get through.
Yep. And for myself, I think with the religious element, that does come up often. And I think that is a barrier for some people. But I am an atheist, and I think that's something that I've had to really look at in terms of, I think AA is so much about letting go of the ego and just surrendering to maybe something is bigger than you, and recognizing those like amazing moments where something comes into your life, or you're wanting to see someone and then you bump into the grocery store, and like that happens so much on Vashon. Those little moments of synchronicity that you're like, okay, there's something else that's driving all this, and it's not about me. And I think once you can get to that place, life gets a tiny bit easier. And then every day that you do that, and you can let go and try to not, like, because I think that's part of that American desire to, like, try to control everything and, you know, work, and that's just life. And, you know, there's no moments to slow down and be human with each other. We've lost that. And so it's just nice to be in a smaller community where we can be that, you know, we can be there for each other.
Absolutely.
And I think in big cities, it's much harder. So we're lucky for that. Yeah.
And the only requirement is just a desire to make a change, period.
Yep.
You know, some people refer to what you were talking about, running into somebody that you really kind of needed to, or maybe wanted to see, or maybe didn't want to see, but you have to make amends to for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might refer to that as a God thing. For somebody like yourself that has a different view on certain things might look at it as, I love the way somebody termed it. They said, it's kind of like the universe winking at me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That I could really relate to. And mm-hmm. I thought that's a really beautiful, gentle way to say, you know, the universe is really looking out for me today.
Yeah.
And it's because anybody that will set the intention of bettering their lives I think the universe is actually going to respond, and you're going to see some of the magic start to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. What a lot of fun having you on my show today, and I look forward to hearing more about all the services that Vashon Fire and Rescue and Mobile Integrated Health does for the community. Can you talk about a little bit about what you're going to be doing in conjunction with the Senior Center?
So the Senior Center, I'll just be providing counseling to seniors, you know, at the physical Senior Center in the physical building. So I'll be supporting seniors in that way. And then it also, it really complements the work that we do at MIH, which is much more crisis driven, much more like needing, you know, intervention, maybe, you know, escalating things to a higher level in terms of, you know, if there's concerns for safety. And so the nice thing with, you know, having, you know, being at the Senior Center is I can take the time needed to really work through some, you know, kind of emotional stuff, issues with isolation, issues with, you know, challenges around aging and things that I may, that it is, we don't have the time for when we're doing crisis work within the fire department. And so I feel like they really complement each other well. And I just am grateful to have, you know, a partner, another social work partner at MIH that also can, you know, provide services when I'm over at the Senior Center, helping in that capacity. So yeah, I feel like they complement each other well, and I'm just grateful that I can be of service in this community.
You know, I so love that you use the term grateful so much. Gratitude really, I don't know about you, but I already know it fuels you.
It does.
And it fuels me when I can lay down at night with my head on the pillow and count the number of things that I've been grateful for on any one given particular day. Mm-hmm. And in the work that I do as the substance use counselor at Vashon Youth and Family Services, I see miracles right in front of my face all the time, or you can call them coincidences, mm-hmm. or you can call them anything you want, but it just is a really beautiful vibe, and it's happening. Excuse me, I tear up a little bit talking about it.
Yeah.
I see it happening all over the place here on Vashon.
Mm-hmm.
So
me too.
It's all good.
Yes, it is.
What a pleasure having you today.
Thank
Christina
you, Tom.
Jordan, coming all the way up from Santa Cruz, California, mm-hmm. who's been up here for coming up on 7 years now,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, this island is so lucky to have you.
Thank you.
And I feel so blessed to be able to be working here on Vashon. And you know what? Keep doing what you're doing, girl. That's all I can say to you. And hopefully we'll have you back again sometime soon on Voice of Vashon and on Ventures in Recovery. And folks, thanks again for tuning in to KVSH LP Vashon.
It's a summertime affair. Shock it. Ha! Ribbon. Sun and fun in the atmosphere. Oh, yes.
In the summertime when the weather is high and you can stretch right up and touch the sky and when the weather is fine and you got women on your mind.
Sexy as can be, sweet as honey, string like bumblebee. It's a summertime affair in the atmosphere. I'm a lover, attire and the clothes that she wear. Some of them a bun up, them tire, some of them a draw down gear. Well, some of them a shine up, some a wax up, not a sign of smear. Gotta be rolling in my crystals that the girls them stare. This is Shaggy and Raven as your ultimate beer. Taking care of her career, so tell the world beware. Cause it's a brand new selection for your musical ear.
We say what we want, and we say what we need.
Caramel skin. I'm a smile at her, she looked at me and gave me a grin. I'm an offered her a drink and she said juice and gin. And as I whispered in her ear, I asked her, how you doing? Where was it that I resided? And I told her Brooklyn. At my
atmosphere filled with romance, eyes were sparkling. Just her voice and what she said, I let my poor head spin. Ragamuffin shaggin' now with a musical swing. I used a pretty little woman, sexy as can be, sweet as honey, sting like bumblebee. Shaggy said pretty little woman, sexy as can be, sweet as honey, sting like bumblebee.
We're in the summertime when the weather is high, and you can stretch your head up and touch the sky. And oh, when the weather is fine, and you got women on your mind.
Sexy as can be, sweet as honey, sting like bumblebee. I say pretty little woman, sexy as can be, sweet as honey, sting like bumblebee. It's a summertime affair in the atmosphere. I'm a lover, attire and the clothes that she wear. Some of them a bun down them tires, some of them a draw down gear. Well, some of them a shine up, some a wax up, not a sign of smear. Gotta be rolling in my crystals that the girls them stare. This is Shaggy and Raven as the ultimate pair. Taking care of our careers, so tell the world beware, cause it's a brand new selection for your musical era.
In the summertime, in the summertime.
A pretty little woman, sexy as can be.